From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Russian ambassador to Turkey was shot and killed during a brazen attack in Ankara Monday while attending a Russian-sponsored photo exhibition. The Russian Foreign Ministry confirmed Andrei Karlov's death following the shooting. The Turkish news channel NTV reported that police shot and killed the gunman. Dorian Jones, a reporter for VOA, is in Ankara.
I think there will all be questions over the kind of protection the Russian ambassador had, given the fact of the sensitivity of the time, and that it has to put this in a wider context. This comes just at a time when Turkey and Russia are rebuilding relations after last year's downing by Turkish jets of a Russian bomber operating from Syria. That saw relations hit rock bottom. There are rapprochement efforts going on, but this will... Again, I think put strain on those relations. Russia will want to know what security measures were there to protect their ambassador.
Jones says the killing comes a day before the Turkish ambassador is scheduled to meet with his Russian counterpart in Moscow. The United Nations Security Council today approved a resolution urging the immediate deployment of UN monitors to formerly rebel-held eastern Aleppo, Syria.
Getting these monitors in to eastern Aleppo, onto the buses, at the points of egress from the besieged part of eastern Aleppo, which is now very small but has in it tens of thousands of people still, that urgent implementation of this resolution is everything.
As U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, spoke on Monday, people are continuing to evacuate the last rebel-held areas of Aleppo, Syria, and a pair of villages under rebel siege. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Members of the U.S. Electoral College are voting to confirm Donald Trump as the 45th U.S. president. The 538 electors from 50 states and the District of Columbia are casting their votes based on the outcome of the election in each state. Some demonstrators in the state of Pennsylvania today say they are not protesting on behalf of Trump's opponent, Hillary Clinton.
That the electors need to vote for, with their conscience, and we're not asking for them to vote for Hillary Clinton. We think that the vote should go to the House of Representatives and the United States Congress.
The Congress will officially announce the winner on January the 6th. The president of the Central African Republic plans to close the internally displaced persons camp in the capital's airport and send thousands of displaced residents home for Christmas. The government stresses it will respect the IDP's dignity and human rights as it closes the camp, but it's unclear, even to the government, how much support the camp residents will get. A UN Refugee Agency representative says getting the IDP's home for Christmas, in his words, is unrealistic. The mandate of President Joseph Kabila of the Democratic Republic of Congo expires today after the ruling party and opposition failed to end the country's political crisis of succession and elections. The opposition accuses Mr. Kabila, who has been in office since 2001, of clinging to power. This Congo resident says Kabila needs to relinquish power and leave us freed. For the time being, all we want to hear is for him to resign. Mr. Kabila is barred by the country's constitution from seeking a third term. A record number of Afghan refugees are returning home from Pakistan and Iran this year. The Afghan government revealed Monday that more than 1 million refugees have voluntarily returned to their homeland, representing the highest number of returnees in more than a decade. Additionally, authorities say a record 551,000 Afghans have fled their homes this year due to fighting and insecurity, raising the overall number of internally displaced persons, or IDPs, in Afghanistan to just over 1 million. And the jail confidant of South Korea's president, who has been charged with attempted fraud, made an appearance at her hearing today in Seoul. Prosecutor Se-che Soon-sil forced South Korea's biggest corporations to donate tens of millions of dollars to two foundations, that is, that she control. Che is alleged to have funneled some of the funds to her private companies and signed contracts. President Park Geun-hye has denied all criminal charges against her. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.